السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته, and welcome to the Ulama Profile with myself, Ubaidullah Boja. Indeed, a very busy week on Radio Islam International this week. We have the Ulama Profile program today. We have Sheikh Khubluz that is traveling with Radio Islam International. We also have the program of ours in Reicha Park on Friday evening. There is so much happening. With the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I hope to see many of my friends, colleagues, companions and students on Saturday night in Reicha Park with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you're in the Eastern area, pop around, come after Maghrib Salah at the Reicha Park Masjid. Inshallah, it would be nice to meet some of the listeners of the Radio Islam International and also some of the people that know us and some of the acquaintances. It would be only but a pleasure to meet one and all. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we could meet each other in Jannatul Firdaus and in Paradise. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. Nevertheless, to start the Ulama Profile program, and alhamdulillah, with the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that one of our ulama that has passed away in this week, his family have now decided and agreed upon that we do a profile on the father, on the husband, on the leader of the community, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, may Allah look after us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to learn from the services of our great scholars. We have online with us Marana Muhammad Marana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marana, jazakallah for taking out your valuable time this evening, and jazakallah for taking our time to speak of one of the stalwarts of the Virginia area, Marana Hashim Jasad, rahmatullahi alayhi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with noor.
Amen, amen, amen.
Respected listeners, you can send us a WhatsApp message if you're from the Virginia area, the welcome area, or you knew Marana, you interacted with Marana. The number is 071-878-9748. 071-878-9748, and inshallah ta'ala, we would like to read your messages on air. Marana, starting with yourself, and as always we start, you want to give us a brief family history into our personality of tonight, Marana Hashim Jasad?
Yeah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. First of all, I would like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us opportunity to speak about Hazrat Maulana Jasad Rahmatullahi. Alhamdulillah, Maulana Hashim Jasad Rahmatullahi was born in Edenville in Grand Valley area, and then he was born in 1950. He was born in 16 June in 1950. And then he grew up in the place where he grew up most of his life in Edenville. His school in a place
Mark
called.
Maulana, he grew up where?
Edenville. Yeah, he was born June 16, 1950.
Okay. Please carry on, Marana.
Yeah. His school in Germiston. He went to school in Germiston.
Okay.
Yeah. He also, after studying in Germiston, his parents, alhamdulillah, sent him to study in India. And Madras called Falah Darain.
Yeah.
In Turkish area. So alhamdulillah, I studied there, and then when he went there, also so difficulty on khidmat for deen, just about deen, alhamdulillah, he went through a ship, you know, so difficult, loved him so much, and then he completed his alim course there, alhamdulillah, in 1975.
Okay.
After qualifying in 1975, alhamdulillah, he came back to South Africa, where he taught Madras in Binani. Binon Madrasa, alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Yeah. In 1977, he got married to, mashallah, Sister Fatima Gatu from Roshni. Alhamdulillah, very, very good person also. The same personality like Maulana Jasad, alhamdulillah, good heart, and all that, welcoming always, alhamdulillah. So they got married to Sister Fatima Gatu from Roshni. Alhamdulillah. She also passed away and left the world in 2014. She passed away in 2014. From there, then they moved from there. Then the family moved to Port Elizabeth from Johannesburg, Jamestown, Edinburgh area. They moved to Port Elizabeth. So they stayed there. And then 1985, they moved to Free State. I remember 1985, still was under apartheid government. They were not allowed to Indians in the area, all that. So they stayed there with so many difficulties. And even Solar were not allowed to stay in the town. They used to stay in a place called Brownville. Brownville Township is the current area, Brownville. So in 1988, suddenly they opened a shop in a place called Virginia. They moved to a town place called Virginia. One of the first family, Indian family, stay in the area. They were allowed to stay there in Virginia.
Okay.
Yeah. So Alhamdulillah, Mullah Hashim Rahmatullah was very, very, very fortunate to have met many pious ulama during his lifetime. He had a khidmat of Sheikh Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria, Mawlana Abdullah Patel, you know, it was his principal at the time.
The line is just a little unclear, so I'm just taking down some notes. You said he met Mawlana Muhammad Zakaria, he served Mawlana as well?
Yeah.
MashaAllah.
He met Mawlana Rahmatullah. Yeah.
Respected listeners, we're speaking to Mawlana Muhammad and he's giving us a brief overview of the life of Hazrat Mawlana Hashim Jassad Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Hazrat Mawlana's qabr with nur and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Mawlana, in terms of Mawlana Hashim Jassad, before we come to some of the people he met, his brothers and that, does Mawlana have any brothers or anything?
No, the only brother, alhamdulillah, my brother Zubai also passed away. He's left behind with his two sisters only. Two sisters are left behind, sister Rashida and Gori Bamji.
Okay.
Both of them also, both husband passed away. Sister Rashida, husband passed away, sister Gori also passed away. She was married to Mohammed Bamji. Also, passed away last year.
Respected listeners, it's an open line. If you knew Mawlana, you interacted with Mawlana, if you're from PE, Germiston, Virginia, and you've learned something from Mawlana, give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548, and Brother Osama is waiting for your call, inshallah. Alternatively, the easy option, send us a text. The number is 071-878-9748, 071-878-9748. Inshallah, I will take your SMS or your WhatsApp message, and we will try and read it out on air, inshallah ta'ala. Marana, in terms of Marana's children, how many children does Marana have?
Alhamdulillah, Marana Jafar Rahmatullah left behind two children. Is Muhammad Noman and then Mashuda. Alhamdulillah.
Mawlana, tell me, you also have a very close relationship with Mawlana. Why don't we give the listeners some feedback with regards to your relationship with Mawlana Hashim Jassad Rahmatullah Alayhi Mawlana?
Allah Akbar. My name is Muhammad Sitole. And then I accepted Islam in 1992.
SubhanAllah.
I accepted Islam under Mullah Jafar Rahmatullah in 1992 in Free State. And then since I became Muslim, even before I became Muslim, he looked after me so much and took care of me. So this is why Allah Ta'ala has also blessed us with deen. And then after I became Muslim, he took me like his own son.
Allahu Akbar.
So after I became Muslim, I stayed then and I went to study Deen as well, alhamdulillah.
Where Mawlana qualified and graduated from?
Alhamdulillah, we qualified in Darwin, Newcastle.
Newcastle,
in 2001.
Mashallah.
Yeah, 2001. Oh. So very, very close to him. And after he left this world, I was very sad to me and my family. That Molana was my murshid, was my guide, was my father, was everything to me. So really, it left a big hole in my heart.
Allah Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you a ni'amal badal inshallah, Morana, an appropriate and a beneficial replacement inshallah. Morana, while we are on the topic, why don't you tell us from your perspective, as somebody who grew up, somebody who reverted, alhamdulillah, what was your interaction like with Morana in terms of him being a fatherly figure and a murshid to you, Morana?
No, alhamdulillah. But then, throughout his life, he was very a man of fikr of deen. Because the Jumu'ah always is between Welcome and Bloemfontein. So it was like all the Musafir that came by and all the Jama'at that came by, always to help people. He never told anyone came for help, he was there to help for the sake of Allah. Was very, very big hearted, very sincere person. Never hurt anyone. And then he made a mistake, he hurt someone, he always he asked forgiveness. And then he never had grudges. He never kept grudges with people. You know, if we had to solve something, we solved that time, and he had no grudges to anyone. Alhamdulillah.
Respected listeners, we're waiting for your messages, the people of Virginia, the people of PE. If you knew Morana, send us a message or give us a call. The number is 011-854-1548. We would like to, inshallah, take some of your messages and read it out on air so that the people can benefit with regards to the personality that we are discussing. It is Morana Hashim Jasad Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayh. Morana, we've discovered a few issues and we've discussed a few issues with regards to Morana and what he done. There's one aspect that I want to touch upon is that when Morana returned from Falahi Darain in Tarkeshwar, then some of the aspects you made mention of was Morana taught in the BMJ Madrasa. Morana also served a bit in Port Elizabeth. And thereafter, when Morana came to Virginia, was Morana involved in trade or Morana was also involved in some sort of service of Deen Morana?
Well, alhamdulillah, though he opened a shop there. After he opened a shop, his shop was called Jabula Wholesale. The first thing he did, he opened a Jamaat Khana and then they made sure that the people performed namaz there. And then still with opening a shop was so much fikr of Deen. Is to make sure that the Jamaat and the programs take place in his place, in his mosque. And then after that, they make sure that they open the Jamaat Khana in a place called Saiplas. Saiplas where all the Muslim family used to stay there. And then there was a Hajjaj there, there's a Chafaz there, there's a Bamjiz there. And all, alhamdulillah, they opened the Jamaat Khana. And then the Jamaat Khana, alhamdulillah, is still now from 2007. They turned the Jamaat Khana to a masjid, alhamdulillah, which is a service to the area there, alhamdulillah. So with the business, and he also had a lot of fikr of deen. That is why you should make sure that you take, I used to go to Madrasa every day. He used to take me to Madrasa 70 kilometers from Virginia. I used to go, because there was no Madrasa at the time, I used to go 35 kilometers to go Madrasa and 35 kilometers back. So, alhamdulillah, I used to make sure that he paid me my transport to go study there. And then I come back also. And he used to, really, Allah Akbar, he was a different kind of person. May Allah bless his cover of the
world, inshallah. About 25 kilometers every day from Madrasa, Morana?
Yeah, we used to go 35 kilometers because from Virginia to a place called, there's a place in Welcome inside called Jim Foshe Park. There was a madrasa that Jamaat Khan was open, and then our Molana was Molana Rahmatullah. So he used to teach us there. Then we should travel every day, 35 kilometers, 35 kilometers in, Welcome 35 kilometers back to Virginia. Alhamdulillah.
Respected listeners, perhaps a very, very important note for us. Here you have a person who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with deen. You have a son of an alim who travels daily 70 kilometers just to attend madrasa. 35 kilometers going, 35 kilometers coming, just to attend what we, you and I, know as a maktab madrasa, and what that the effort, the sacrifice, the qurbani, the financial impact, the time impact, the learning, all of those things. Not withholding any of these things, on a daily basis, traveling more than 70 kilometers just to learn deen. Perhaps you and I need to take stock of ourselves, our children, the learners in our community. How many of them are attending the maktab? How many of them are attending the madrasa? How many of them are attending places of learning, so that one day when they are now adult and they are answerable for their deed, they have sufficient amount of knowledge, awareness and education to be able to read the salah, be able to learn, be able to love their life as per the dictates of the sharia. And for you and I think it's a most pivotal lesson and a most important lesson. Maulana is making a travel arrangement for his son and his stepson to travel 35 kilometers to learn deen, going and 35 kilometers back. I think perhaps we need to take stock of people in our communities. One of the locals was telling us, he says, Maulana, there are 11-year-old people, 11-year-old youngsters in our community who have never been to the maktab and the madrasa. When they go, they are first taught Alif Ba Ta, La Ilaha Illallah. While there is a condition by a little bit of effort, maybe in wherever we are, we might think we are in different areas, make a small census of the community. How many are not visiting the maktab? How many need to? Do we have sufficient amount of arrangements to be able to facilitate them? And let's make sure deen comes alive in our life and the life of our children and the community and the surroundings around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us an understanding. We take a quick ad break now, inshallah, with Brother Usama. When we return after the ad break, we carry on with our tribute to Mawlana Hashim Jasad rahmatullahi alayhi. From the Lashkar and the group of the people that came from Darul Ulum Deoband, and as the chain came further down, we have one of the people that fits in the chain, Mawlana Hashim Jasad rahmatullahi alayhi, was born in 1950, the 16th of June, in Transvaal. Mawlana grew up in the area of Edenvale, and he schooled in Germiston. Mawlana went to study in 1975 in Falahi Darain in India through very difficult, challenging times. And thereafter, after qualifying, Mawlana served some of the senior of the time. He was in the company and the service of Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi. Mawlana then came back and he married Apa Fatima Gattu. And thereafter, Mawlana stayed and stayed for a while at the Binoni Madrasa. He moved to PE for some time. And thereafter, perhaps somewhere in 1988, Mawlana opened a shop in Virginia, one of the first people of the area. Mawlana was such that he always had a great concern and a worry of deen. He had a person who he adopted, Mawlana Sitoli, who was online with us. And also Mawlana was such, he never kept grudges. And he always had a greater concern for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are joined now with our guest, Mawlana Sitoli, rahmat damat barakatuhum. Mawlana is the adopted son of Mawlana Hashim Jasad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. Respected listeners, if you want to share your story, an incident, a lesson, you may do so. The number is 011-854-1548. And thereafter, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the ability of practicing what our seniors had done. Mawlana, coming back to you, you've seen Mawlana very closely. What are some of the things that you've learned from the life of Mawlana Hashim rahmatullahi alayhi?
Alhamdulillah, throughout his life was very sincere, very, very sincere. So, alhamdulillah, whatever Mawlana Jasad Rahmatullahi had done was always sincere, you know, duty for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never used to do things for a show. He used to like to do things for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, like that, alhamdulillah, this is the most quality I've seen in Mawlana Rahmatullahi. He never used to do things for a show. He used to make sure they do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He always used to advise us also, advise me, do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, all that, my children also must do deen, must practice deen and learn deen. Alhamdulillah, most of my son is Hafiz, alhamdulillah. So, through his advices, and then, he was not like a board. You know, a board will tell you, example, I'm in Durban now, it will tell you from here to Johannesburg is 560, example. And then the body won't move from there. Mulana Rahmalay is to do himself and then follow him. You know, like, he makes the example, he was example. So he was never like a boy to tell you, do this and then he won't do it. So he was an example to us, especially to me, because I became Muslim by him. I knew Islam by him. I learned the first kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, from Mulana Sifat Rahmalay. So for me, Mulana was very, very sincere, and whatever I've done, his nukshi was an example, for all of us. Alhamdulillah.
Definitely. We have a message coming in by one of the people of the Virginia area. Mulana may have been big built in size, but he was even bigger in stature. He loved a simple life. Deen was paramount in his daily life. He was very consistent with his five daily salah with Jamaat in the masjid. He always had the community's interest at heart. This comes from one of the people of the Virginia area. If you're of the area of PE or you knew Mulana, drop us a call, a SMS, or WhatsApp. The number is 071-878-9748. Mulana, you've made mention of several of his qualities. We've discussed of his services as well. In terms of personal interaction with Mulana, some of the things that you physically saw in terms of an incident or in terms of a particular situation, what is it that you can share with us regarding that particular situation or instance or circumstances that we could learn a lesson from?
Alhamdulillah, Mawlana Rahmatullahi, he was very, very particular. You know, what we learn from the Hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I've learned, seen something in him that he was always dawam, you know, he do things consistent. Consistency was one of his qualities. He used to get up every day in the morning, go for Fajr Salah, and come back, sit down with Fazail, read some kitabs, rifas every day, make dua. On it. That was Mulana's consistent what he should do every day after his five times in the Namaz. He should make sure he sit down and advise his children as well about Deen, about Dari, his son, Muhammad Naman. MashaAllah, he's a very, very good brother as well. He should listen to his father. And then, Alhamdulillah, like that, you inculcate Deen in all of us. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Friend, another lesson that we can learn from here. Is that we have an alim of the community. Mulana, this is a person who is serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we get some information from Mulana about some of his services. But if you just look, Mulana had taught him La ilaha illallah. It's basic, it's simple, we're all aware of it, we all know it. But by example, by his character, by his demeanor, by his stature, he goes and he gives Mulana, he interacts with people to the extent that people are taken and are respectful of him. They revert, they become a Muslim, Allah blesses them, Allah guides them, to the extent that from that La ilaha illallah, now Mulana is not only an alim, and he's bringing other people towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he's making people come to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reward of that goes directly to Mawlana Hashim rahmatullahi alayh. Another message coming in, Mawlana was always willing to give sincere advice to the younger ones in the community. He ensured that ta'lim took place in the masjid daily after Isha. He was usually one of the first people to come in the masjid and one of the last people to leave the masjid. And obviously this is a quality of the pious people of the past. Mulana, we've discussed some of Mulana's services. Obviously you've now taken over Mulana and you're busy with some of the things that Mulana would do. What are some of the things you currently involved in, Mulana?
Alhamdulillah, after I became Muslim, I went to Alhamdulillah study in Newcastle. Darlum, because Alhamdulillah, we study under Mulana Sayyidina Rahmatullah Ali. Then Alhamdulillah, I qualified 2001. And then Alhamdulillah, also I got married in Newcastle with Apa Zarina. She also is holding Alima course there.
MashaAllah.
We now have Alhamdulillah 6 children together.
MashaAllah.
So we are teaching in a place called Waterloo in Verulam. So alhamdulillah, we are teaching. Alhamdulillah, from the chapter, the time we qualified in Darul Newcastle, we are teaching. Alhamdulillah, we were about 7 alims already qualified. Through us, the 7 brothers, we became alims. How far, alhamdulillah, so we can't even count. We don't remember. But alhamdulillah, they accepted. The main thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted. So alhamdulillah. And then I got my own son in the Hafiz. Alhamdulillah, I'll be performing Tarawah again this year. I'll be 30 years, inshallah, performing Tarawah.
MashaAllah.
So, make dua for us, inshallah, to be a stikama. And then, one thing also I want to mention that I'm always feel that Allah Ta'ala has accepted also. My student was the one who translated the Fadail Amal in Zulu language. One of my students, Abdurrahman Pakati from Esport. Alhamdulillah, he was one of my students also. Who became Muslim and asked, alhamdulillah, in Newcastle, we are still in Newcastle. So, alhamdulillah, there's many meetings that we are doing around. We are trying to make dua for us, inshallah.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your services and your khidmat and your effort for the sake and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Inshallah, alhamdulillah.
Message coming in from one of the people, they're saying, during the month of Ramadan, Morana encouraged the reciting of the 40 durood after Taraweeh Salah. Even if one Musalli stayed, he would read it. Imagine, even if one person would stay, Marana would sit and Marana would read that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless Marana abundantly and tremendously, inshallah. We take an ad break now, inshallah. When we return from the ad break, inshallah, we try and wrap up with our program on Marana Hashim Jasad, rahmatullahi alayhi. Brother Ziyad sent me a message and he said, Marana was soft and a kind-hearted person who was always smiling. During the latter part of his life, he spent 4 months in hospital due to an infection. Maulana had a lot of patience in this trial and testing time. He also says he dedicated a space in the storeroom of his supermarket in the 90s. It was a place whereby the businessmen and the people of the area would read their Dhuhr and Salah and during the day and the Isha Salah in the evenings or the Asr Salah in the evenings. The community of Virginia has lost a shining light, a pioneer who will be missed immensely. May Allah fill his qabr with noor and grant him the highest stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Maulana Sitoli, as we're coming to the end of our program, perhaps you want to give us a brief background to Maulana's last few stages of his life and obviously the departing of Maulana from this temporary world to the everlasting world of the Akhirah.
Is really a loss to the entire community of Virginia and the surrounding. Maulana Hashim Rahmatullah was associated, all the people associated with him, their hearts are really broken. Alhamdulillah, Maulana Hashim went through a lot in the last stages. He got very, very sick. He was briefly in the hospital where he spent almost 4 months there. He got very, very sick, but still, there was a lot of sabr and smiling. And, he never used to complain of anything. Alhamdulillah, his family also, his wife was the type of a person who never complained. Although she also just smiled. So, Alhamdulillah, that's why Allah brought them together also. Because they had the same qualities of qana'ah, appreciation. And whatever befell them, they never complain. They're always smiling, always happy, although they're in deep pains and all that. Alhamdulillah, his wife left the world in 2014, and after that, Maulana, he was like deep in pain because he was very, very close to his beloved wife, Fatima Gatu from Roshni, then I tell him, Akabare Udmir also, inshallah. So, Maulana, alhamdulillah, he went through a lot in his life. He lost his wife, and then he went through a lot of sickness. Alhamdulillah,
when did Maulana pass away? He
passed away on last week, Tuesday.
Okay, Allah, and he's buried in the Virginia Qabristan, Maulana?
Buried in the Velcom Qabristan.
The Velcom Qabristan.
Yeah, the same Qabristan where his son's brother is buried, his mother's buried there, the other sister's buried there, his brother-in-law, Mohammed Bamji, also very same place. Alhamdulillah.
Well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for the family, Morana's son, his daughter, and the people of the area as well. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an appropriate replacement, inshallah.
Amen. Jazakallah.
Khaira, Morana. Assalamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam. Wa barakatuh. Barakallah.
Respected listeners, we were discussing for just under an hour the life of Mawlana Hashim Jasad Rahmatullahi Alayh. And Hazrat Mawlana was in the area of the Welcome area, the Virginia area. Mawlana spent a great deal of his life, the better part of his life there. Mawlana passed away last week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill Mawlana's qabr with nur. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest of stages in Jannatul Firdaus. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala overlook all Mawlana's shortcomings, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him for all the good services that he had done. Next week, inshallah, we have a super bumper program, and we have an amazing, fun, wonderful, really something that we're all looking forward to. In the last few months, we've lost two great, wonderful giants in the field of knowledge. And that is Hazrat Mawlana Salim Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi and Hazrat Mawlana Aslam Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi. These are two brothers that were studied in Darul Uloom Deoband. They were teaching in Darul Uloom Deoband as well. They were stonewalls of darkness. And they were giants. I've never seen in my life the people that I've seen. They're really amazing. My father, my grandmother, my father, my grandmother, my grandmother, and Mawlana Salim Saab was passed away now a couple of days ago during the course of this week. And his brother Mawlana Aslam Saab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, passed away from a month or two back. So next week, inshallah, we're visiting the entire family tree. This is perhaps in the last century one of the giant family trees which we also retain the field of knowledge. So it starts from Sayyidina Saab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, and Mawlana Hasan Manati, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, so there is a great silence in the field of knowledge that we owe to. So all of that, Mr. Mawlana Abdasa, we agree that he has given some information regarding the field of knowledge that we owe to. And in some of that, we can tell you that we owe to the field of knowledge.
लपे आती है दुआ बन के तमन्ना मेरी, लपे आती है दुआ बन के तमन्ना मेरी, जिंदगी शम की सूरत हो खुदाया मेरी, जिंदगी शम की सूरत हो खुदाया।
So we were saying, sorry about that, I think the signal just dropped. So we were doing a program on Hazrat Mawlana Qasim Saab, Hazrat Mawlana Salim Saab, Hazrat Qari Tayyab Saab, Hazrat Mawlana Aslam Saab, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, a family of giants that were there. And inshallah next week we want to discuss some of them, some aspects of their lives and the Qasimi tree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such we are able to do justice. From the tree, Qari Tayyab Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi came somewhere around the 60s with regards to traveling to South Africa, and many of the seniors might still remember him. Many people might remember that trip. Mawlana came and he did an extensive trip of South Africa. Also, Mawlana Salim Saab Rahmatullahi Alayhi, I'm aware of two occasions that he came to South Africa. Perhaps there was a third one. There was three, I think, that Mawlana came to South Africa for. Alhamdulillah, I was fortunate to meet Mawlana and spend some time in his company as well. So like that, inshallah, next week we hope to spend some time in the company of these great giants of Islam and take lesson from their life, inshallah. Our Ustad, Hazrat Mawlana Abbas, will be giving us some information with regards to it, and let's see how we can benefit the Ummah with regards to our great scholars and the giants of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the understanding. From myself, Ubaidullah Boja, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.